Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everst.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagan.
Aye.
Hangy.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hotmacher.
Aye.
Kleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Kaskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers. Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Dennard.
Aye.
Senator Staggers.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 46 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 76, an act to revise the provisions concerning vetoes and overrides in the aldermatic form of government.
Senate Bill 76 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the chamber. First of all, the change that this change in statute would affect only those municipalities that have the city aldermatic type of government. That amounts to about 138 municipalities that have that type, where you have a mayor, and then you have that is elected at large, and then you have a council that has elected two aldermen from each particular ward. Under the current law that we have, the mayor has veto power. The veto power is on resolutions or on our ordinances, either one. However, if the council wants to override that veto by two-thirds, they can override the veto on an ordinance, but not on a resolution. So therefore, with this change, it would include resolution in the council being able to override the veto of the mayor. In Section 3, it will also take and clarify that a resolution becomes effective without the mayor's signature, as well as the ordinance after a number of days. With that, I ask your support to make this change, to make the law consistent.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 76. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuey?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagan? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham? Hotmacher, Kleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 76 has received the majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 79, an act to apportion the Supreme